just a moment in time. You can't have it back. You never left, but your bags were packed just in case. My favorite picture of you is bent and it's faded, and it's been to my wall. You were so angry then, it's hard to believe we were lovers at all. There's a fire in your eyes, your heart's on your sleeve, a curse on your lips, but all I can see is beautiful. My favorite picture of you is one where your wings are showing. Your arms are crossed, your fists are clenched, gone but not going. A stand-up angel who won't back down. Nobody's fool and nobody's clown smarter than that. My favorite picture of you is one where it hasn't rained yet. As I recall, there came a winter squall, we got soaking wet. A thousand words in the blink of an eye. The camera loves you, and so do I. Gotcha. My favorite picture of you is one where you're staring straight into the lens.
Been having such a good time here, there's already time for the mid-show station break. In the background, you're hearing On a Muggy Day, as performed by Mark Leggett from his new record, Folktown. You're on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. Now, what was in that last set of music? We start off with Billy Strings and Molly Tuttle doing Listen to the Radio from that celebration of Nancy Griffith called More Than a Whisper, celebrating the music of Nancy Griffith, which came out last year. Then, after Billy Strings and Molly Tuttle, you heard Paul Benoit doing Canadian Girls from his new record, The King's Dream. Then we went back to the 1940s for the Delmore Brothers doing Sand Mountain Blues, and it's the title track on our reissue that the County Record people put out in about 1980. So that's what you heard that there. Then we went down to New Orleans for the Dirty Dozen Brass Band doing Mardi Gras and New Orleans. Yeah. And we stayed on the Francophone side of the family for Le Vent du Nord from up in Canada doing Marianne from their record from 2022, 20 Printemps, or 20 Springs. And the last thing in the set was Jerry Jeff Walker doing Guy Clark's My Favorite Picture of You from a tribute to Guy Clark that came out, oh gosh, when did that come out? I think 2015. All this one's for him, a tribute to Guy Clark. And interesting trivia Jerry Jeff Walker's version of My Favorite Picture of You came out before Guy Clark's did. Well, we're a little behind schedule, but let's go ahead and get on to our mid-show station break. You stick around. We'll be back soon with more great music. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by AdoptUS Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music.
One of the Carnegie Mellon students, Dennis, is here watching me Man, he should have chosen a real DJ, somebody who really knows what the heck's going on. But let me just tell you what you're listening to right now to start out the second half of the program. You're listening to an old record from the Foghorn String Band. They call it Rattlesnake, Tidal Wave, and from that you're hearing Gray Eagle. And we'll be back with more interesting music after this instrumental gets done.
Tick-a-tumble amongst the barley and the rye. sorry, my old friend. Too much time has passed before I return your last greeting to me. With no one to say there is a right way and a wrong, we are free to dream magic up all on our own. Consider yourself invited to have a look, sing along, sit on down, hear this now. This old night heard a song. This old night heard a song. Now wouldn't it be grand, like our brothers who were of this land, if we could ride alone again on the old Montana land? Folks these days can't understand good medicine and the colors of the mountains and the sky. There's innocent allies looking down from up above, Square Butte in the distance, telling tales of bygone days. That's enough to stir the memories and brush up on our history. Of my own days on the banks of the Missouri, where I learned to tie a knot, sing a song. I suppose I learned to talk with my hands and see the sounds before some, and open up the doors to let this old house breathe. I believe there's nothing finer than what was here long before you and me and everybody. Remember, the pipe is always lit, the robe is spread with an open lodge door. The best from me and mine to you and yours.
Wasn't a capitalist, not in the Bible that I read. His message was quite simple, the brotherhood of man. To practice love and kindness and care for those without. No, Jesus wasn't a capitalist, that I have no doubt. Jesus wasn't a capitalist, he had no real estate, no securities portfolio. No options did he take. He knew that greed is evil and destroys the human soul. No, Jesus wasn't a capitalist, that I surely know. He was just a humble working man, working with his hands. Stonecutter and a carpenter, but he took a mighty stand. He said, do unto others as you would have them do. Live in peace together and love one another too. Jesus wasn't a racist. All were equal in his eyes. Those of different colors, he drew them to his side. They were worthy of compassion and his kindness from the start. Don't call yourself a Christian if you're a bigot in your heart. Jesus wasn't a capitalist. He drove no Cadillac. He had no gold and silver, humble clothes upon his back. Streets no wealth or privilege, ran those money changers out. No, Jesus wasn't a capitalist, that there is no doubt. He was just a humble working man, working with his hands. A stonecutter and a carpenter, but he took a mighty stand. He said, do unto others as you would have them do. Live in peace together and love one another true. Live in peace together and love one another true. Jesus wasn't a capitalist.
What you get for getting older is a little less time. Much more now as you move on down the line. You're losing the desire to look back over your shoulder. That's what you get for getting older. The deeper the color, the richer the flavor. Sipping it slow, cause it's meant to be. It's not about the high, it's not about the blue, it's that feeling you get when it's going down smooth. What you get for getting older is a little less time, but the miles mean so much more now.
Well, this has been an exciting morning and early afternoon here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio and the Roots program, depending on where you are listening. And Dinesh, one of the Carnegie Mellon students, is here with me. He's been helping me. He's entered some things in the playlist. Thank you, Dinesh. And he's been thoroughly confused by my pyrotechnics around the studio. Well, what was in that last set of music? We began with the Foghorn String Band doing Grey Eagle from their old record Rattlesnake Tidal Wave, an instrumental. Then we went to a new record by the Celtic band Altan. It's called Donegal. It just came out a few weeks ago on Compass. And from that record, you heard the Barley and the Rye. Then from the American Southwest, you heard Carrie Morin doing Good Medicine from his new record, Innocent Allies. And then, I'm not going to say it's by request, but the last time I played it a couple of weeks ago, lots of you seemed to like James Talley's Jesus Wasn't a Capitalist. So I played it again from his record, Bandits, Ballads, and Blues. And then the last thing on the set was Eric Brace and Tom Jutts doing What You Get for Getting Older from their new record, Simple Motion. In the background right now, you're hearing from Natalie McMaster and Donna Leahy's newest record called Canvas, and you're hearing Caramello. Okay, let's just go ahead and keep moving here. Here's something from a crazy-looking group of people that call themselves Mad Agnes. And it's from their brand-new record, Likely Story. I hope you enjoy it.
Use me as an instrument for thine own good. Just a pilgrim who is on her way, thankful for the path that I can walk today. Holy well, oh holy well, looking for a space where I can safely dwell. Holy well, only time will tell if I'll climb the hill and find the holy well. The hill is filled with obstacles that hold me back. Streams that seem too hard to cross remind me that this is not a race to see who comes in first. When I think like that, I'll never quench my thirst. Holy well, oh holy well, there's enough for all at the holy well. Step here in communion with our body depth, and you fellow pilgrims I meet on the way, blessings on you as you find what holds you sway. Holy well, oh holy well, walking slowly three times round the holy well. Holy well, as is today.
Our studio guests tonight are Pentangle, who in this existence are Jackie McShay, Bert Jansch and Terry Cox, joined by Mike Piggott on violin and guitar and Nigel Portman-Smith on bass and synthesizer. Jackie and Mike wrote this, Dragonfly.
Herself to her own knees, with every line so delicate, she sings every song that she knows. The way that she hears them sad and slow, they're never gonna play her on the radio. So she hangs in the darkest bars with downtrodden, bleeding hearts, a guitar man there who knew all the chords. validly I never loved anybody more. It was magic, but she worried what if she ran out of the plane she carried round with her so proud. She wore it like a queen wears a crown. She didn't know who she'd be if she put it down. So he brought her to the river where she could wash the trouble from her heart and let it shine like gold. Felt like angels pour mercy on her soul. And the weight of the world, she let it go. And she sang for the first time with her head held high and so much pride it opened up new notes in her throat. There was joy in every new song she wrote. They got a bus and traveled coast to coast, drinking with their friends and strangers and business people called to say that she was finally headed for the stars, or at least the top of the charts. They changed their clothes and bought fancy cars till the guitar man caught the eye of a pretty background singer with the blues. Oh, 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 oh. Flight home, and the balladeer wrote herself a song about broken-hearted dreamers who are searching for something they'll never find.
So sad and ashamed, like a hole I can't close, like a tin in my brain. And maybe your love is the needle and thread I need.
So
so self-destruct one day, leave you all alone in the darkest way. Would you take my body for its final stay?
While you listen to Ralph's Watch from Judy Hyman's record late last summer, which she prepared with her father, Dick Hyman, the jazz pianist and arranger, I'll tell you about that last set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots program, depending on where you are located. We began with Mad Agnes, and from a brand new record called Likely Story, you heard Holy Well. And then we went over to Pentangle from about 1984. So this is after John Renborn had left the band, been replaced by Mike Pickett. And I think Nigel Portman Smith, I think as I recall the announcement there, had replaced Danny Thompson on the bass. For Dragonfly, that's from, as I said, from their 1984 record, Open the Door. Actually, it was a bonus track from a re-release, but it's from the same period of time. Then you heard from Laurie McKenna doing the title track of her recent record, The Balladeer. And then from down in Atlanta, you heard the Ormy Woods and Sew Me Up from their record, Not Your Mama's Folk. Here comes something from Pittsburgh's own, the Squirrel Hillbillies.
Mama said to Papa, "Be quiet as a mouse." So Papa climbed up on top of the house, made a lot of whoopee, made a lot of noise, stood up and cheered with the rest of the boys. Babies in the cradle, brothers on the town, sisters in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all around, and Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down yet. The blues, they come, yeah, the blues, they come. Nobody knows where the blues come from. The blues, they go, yeah, the blues, they go. Everybody happy when the old blues go. Well, babies in the cradle, brothers on the town, sisters in the parlor, trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around, and Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down. Saw a chicken out in the yard, singing and dancing and laughing so hard.
danced till it died, just fell over dead. Now the chicken's in the gravy, gravy's on the bread. Baby's in the cradle, brother's on the town. Sister's in the parlor, trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. And Papa's on the housetop, he won't come down yet. Hush, little baby, now don't you cry. The blues are gonna leave us by and by. Papa come in just a little bit sore. Put the baby in the cradle, the blues outdoors. Baby's in the cradle, brother's on the town. Sister's in the parlor, trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen, messing all around. And Papa's on the housetop, won't come down yet.
Goodness gracious, I fell asleep at the switch, didn't I? That last thing you heard was Andrew and Casey Calhoun from their record Skeins, and it was their version of Robert Burns' poem, The Wren's Nest. And before that, you heard from the Squirrel Hillbillies and Papa's on the Housetop, Leroy Carr's song from their most recent record, Rhizomes. And what do I have lined up next? Oh, here comes something from John Prine's son, Tommy Prine.
I'm not good at growing up, and lately I've been feeling stuck. It's got nothing to do with you and me, just painful days from memories. I wish I could let go, not just yet. As soon as I thought I took off, I forgot that I'm crashing. We'll play walls with you every day. I could find a thousand ways to say that I'm sorry and I love you. None of this will be put above you. I can't make promises with no regrets. Finally I can get this off my chest, cause I'm crashing. Better at being better. We can't make it through anything together.
In the background, you're listening to Lullaby and E from Tom Rush's new record, Garden's Old and Flowers New. And before that, you heard Tommy Prine doing Crashing Again from his record, This Far South. Yes, that's John Prine's son. And before that, Andrew Calhoun and Casey Calhoun, as I mentioned, did The Wren's Nest. And the Squirrel Hillbillies did Papa's on the Housetop. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our gospel set.
They sang unto the Lord. I love to play my old guitar with them in one accord. I'm looking forward to the day when I reach glory land. I'll have a harp with golden strings to play with the angel band. I'm gonna trade my old guitar for a harp with golden strings. I'm gonna play like David did unto my Lord and King. We'll gather around white throne and make the heavens ring. I'm gonna trade my old guitar for a harp with golden strings. And that gives my heart a thrill. Songs of love and happiness and songs about the hills. But of all the songs I've ever heard, there's none that can compare to the songs I'll have the angels sing when I get over there. I'm gonna trade my old guitar for a harp with golden strings. I'm gonna play like David did unto my Lord and King. We'll gather around the great white throne and make the heavens ring. I'm gonna trade my old guitar for a harp with golden strings.
Much distress.
Let my people go.
Oh, Moses, can you stand the test?
Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell, oh, Pharaoh, let my people go. People go.
Now your people's anger will not hold.
Let my people go.
And you must do as you've been told.
Let my people go. Go down, go down, Moses, Moses. Go down, let my people go. Go down, Moses, Moses. Go down, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh, let my people go.
One day, while filled with emotion, after one of life's tragedies, I questioned my devotion to the only one I knew could help me. On the shelf was a dusty old Bible I hadn't opened for quite some time, and the pages I placed there before me, there stood out a scarlet red line. It read, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." And as the tears ran down my cheek, I remembered the one who loved me best. Many years of life on my own, I suddenly realized, as the words that were written had shown, there was a reason for the scarlet red lines.
Mm-hmm.
friends, when you look at your Bible, please notice the scarlet red lines. For the heart that is filled with devotion, they'll get you through the hard times. The scarlet red lines in your Bible, they'll help you every time. Those words spoken by Jesus are written in scarlet red lines. Those words spoken by Jesus are written in scarlet red lines.
Thank you, everybody, for having tuned in to Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Rich Program, depending on where you are located. I am Mando Richard. And what did you hear in our gospel set? Sounds like rain. Husband and wife duo from out in Iowa gave us Spirit of the Living God. Then Loretta Lynn gave us Harp with Golden Strings. And then from back in the 1930s, you heard the Ebony Three Vocal Trio doing Go Down Moses. And the last thing you heard there was Larry Sparks doing Daniel Crabtree's The Scarlet Red Lines, which was the IBMA Gospel Song of the Year in 2023. Hey, everybody, thanks so much for having tuned in. I am Mando Richard. Drop me a line, Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, either Gmail or Yahoo. Everyone, be well, stay safe, be kind to each other, no matter what kind of music the other person listens to. And I'll see you next week on the radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit remastermedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right, they can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Right after the announcements, it'll be time for an hour of bluegrass on the Black Diamond Show right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the older music you want.